This is Arts in Depth on WSKG. I'm Bill Snyder. It's that time of year again. The Geneva Music Festival will get started on May 19th and run through June 14th in various locations in and around Geneva. And I'm pleased to welcome the artistic director, Jeffrey Hurd. There's a lot going on in this, as always, but you have some really major performers coming in this year.
We do, Bill. It's a very exciting season, our 16th season. To celebrate, we added an additional week to the festival this year, which we're really thrilled about. And we have both our kind of usual artisan residence concerts, which feature distinguished chamber musicians from around the country, many of whom have been coming to the festival for many, many years. And we also have a number of guest artists and ensembles visiting. Like you said, we are excited to have Jeremy Dank with us, the amazing MacArthur Award-winning pianist. We have Invoke, which is a wonderful multi-genre string quartet, which is actually going to open the festival. We have the jazz legend Fred Hirsch.
Oh, yes.
Joining us, which I just can't wait to hear that performance. That'll be my first time hearing Fred live. Let's see, we have the Grammy Award-winning ensemble Eighth Blackbird, one of the leading contemporary music ensembles of our time. They'll be in Geneva not only performing but also working with students on the Hobart William Smith College campus. So that's not just a wonderful performance opportunity but a great educational opportunity for students. And then, of course, we're wrapping up with Mark and Maggie O'Connor at Geneva on the Lake to round out the festival. So it's really an incredible lineup. Tickets are going quickly. It's great to see people coming from all over the region to hear this music. So that's our 16th year in a nutshell.
And you are playing as well.
I do. I'm playing on three of the concerts. I'll perform on Inheritances, which explores kind of how music traveled from the European continent into America, into our own musical voice in America. I'll be playing on The Sounds of Revolution with a wonderful cast of other musicians, including Sasha Sitkovetsky, Max Geisler, Jonathan Brown, who teaches chamber music at the Colburn School, and also Avery Fisher Award-winning pianist Henry Kramer. So I'm really excited about that concert. And then I'll also be performing on The Pursuit of Happiness, which is our final concert of the season.
Maybe it's nothing for you, but I am just amazed that for someone who's playing in some of the concerts, how you keep things going. You must have a wonderful staff that helps you out.
Well, we have a small staff. We have an amazing board. We have an amazing network of volunteers. You know, this is truly Geneva's music festival, not just the Geneva Music Festival. And the whole community comes together to help us bring this event to life. We do have an amazing executive assistant, Carolyn Maftou, and our marketing coordinator, Erica MacArthur. We have a festival assistant. So we have just a great team that comes together to put these events on.
And since you're, it also seems to me that part of the challenge is it isn't all in one place. What are some of the venues that you employ?
Yeah, we're mixing things. We have a range of venues this season. We're opening. We really like to partner with the wineries in the region. They are artists in their own right and do so much to help our region. So we love partnering with our wineries. So we're actually opening at Ravine's Wine Cellars, which is one of the most highly ranked vineyards in the area, and so that's always a very popular concert to kick off the season. We do a lot of our chamber music, a lot of our classical concerts in the Gehren Center for the Performing Arts in Frohlich Hall, which is a very beautiful, intimate space. We're actually visiting a cocktail lounge for one of our concerts, Musical Mixology, on May 27th, where people can come and have dinner and grab some drinks and hear a very casual concert. And then we wrap up the festival at Geneva on the Lake. It's a beautiful lakefront resort. feels like you're stepping into an Italian kind of villa to hear this music. And so we love ending the festival with our beautiful lake in the background and bringing together music, nature, and wine and everything that our area represents.
What are some of the things that you're getting to play, some of the works?
Let's see if I can remember off the top of my head. So the first concert in Inheritance is next week. I perform the Brahms B major trio. We're playing we're playing the Amy Beach Quintet. We're playing a Coleridge Taylor Perkinson string quartet. So a really wonderful variety of music. The following week, I'll be playing a Sook piano quartet, the Beethoven Serioso string quartet, and then the other musicians will be performing Dvorak's piano quartet in E-flat major, which is one of the great masterpieces of our repertoire. And then on the final concert, Pursuit of Happiness, we are opening with a Mozart Divertimento. We're playing a new work by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Caroline Shaw, who's one of my classmates at Yale University. And then we are ending with the Schumann Piano Quartet.
Once again, the Geneva Music Festival begins on May 19th. It runs through June 14th in various locations in and around Geneva. If you'd like more information, you can go online to GenevaFestival.com. And my guest has been the artistic director, Jeffrey Hurd. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.